From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Bob Nelson. On Saturday, hundreds gathered in Provo for the 4th annual Women's March. The march, which takes place in cities and towns throughout the country, began as a protest to the inauguration of President Donald Trump in 2017. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports.
What do we want?
Justice!
The crowd, which was largely young women, walked from Pioneer Park to the historic county courthouse in downtown Provo. On the steps of the courthouse, speakers talked about sexual assault, healthcare for women and non-binary people, and the high rate of missing and murdered Indigenous women. Erin Tapahe is a Navajo woman who lives in Provo.
I want to be a mom, I want to have children, and I want them to feel safe. I want them to thrive and have dreams without the fear of being abused.
Tapahe supports a bill by State Representative Angela Romero, a Salt Lake City Democrat, which would create a task force to study the issue in Utah. The march ended with the Indigenous Jingle Dance, where a small group of Native women danced with rolled-up tobacco can lids attached to their dresses. It's a healing dance. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
A new HIV prevention campaign featuring condoms with suggestive state-themed phrases was quickly halted last week by Governor Gary Herbert. Christy Peruznik is an associate professor at the University of Utah's School of Medicine in the Division of Public Health. She says agencies are still trying to figure out how to have sex-positive health campaigns in an overwhelmingly conservative state.
The groups who may be at higher risk and who really need to have these conversations and who would be open to this kind of creative messaging are not the groups who are in power to decide about what messaging can happen.
Peruznik says the controversy itself has sparked an important conversation about HIV prevention. For our full conversation with Peruznik, visit us at KUER.org. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports flu activity is high in many parts of the country. Keegan McCaffrey is with the Utah Department of Health.
We've seen a lot of flu, especially since about mid-December, going into Christmas and the New Year's. What we haven't necessarily seen is a huge uptick in hospitalizations and deaths.
McCaffrey says many of the hospitalizations so far in Utah have been children. He says this is likely due to the unusual dominance of influenza B early on in the season. Children tend to get more sick from this strain. McCaffrey says it's still not too late to get a flu shot. And 15 families separated by immigration law and the U.S.-Mexico border were reunited yesterday under a visa program that Utah is hosting for the first time. KUER's Rocio Hernandez tells the story of one family.
62-year-old Imelda Vasquez has watched one relative after another leave home in the Mexican state of Michoacán for the United States and never return. Her younger brother, Raul, left 38 years ago. Then her nephew, like a son to her, followed 20 years later. She says for her, it was like the United States was stealing her family. That's why she always said she resented the U.S. But this Sunday, she was able to reunite with them through a visa program launched by the Michoacán government and the State Department. She was one of 15 parents or grandparents who came to Utah from Juaniqueo de Morales, a pueblo in Michoacán. They all have relatives here who are not legally able to come and go freely. It was an emotional moment for those at a ceremony hosted by the Mexican consulate in Salt Lake City. Imelda's arrival was a complete surprise to her brother Raul, who lives in Wyoming. His other sister had told him that they were coming to Salt Lake to fill out paperwork at the consulate. He says it was a pleasant surprise, even though his sister lied to him. Organizers say almost 9,000 visas have been issued through this program, which started in 2017. Jose Borjon is the consul of Mexico in Salt Lake City. He says none of the past participants have overstayed their visas, and that's contrary to narratives that President Donald Trump tells of immigrants who abuse the system.
When people are talking about walls and things, what we really need are programs like this, which are building bridges.
Imelda and the others will be with their families for 3 weeks before they have to return to Mexico, but they'll be able to visit again as their visas are good for 10 years. Rocio Hernandez, KUER News.